This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I have a quick message on Andrew Tate and his acceptance of Islam. If it is true, then we should be very happy. We should be very, very pleased. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing someone so influential to Islam. This helps a lot of people think positively about Islam, and we should also think positively. A lot of people may be pointing to his past. They might be talking about the things he might have said, some of the things he might have done in the past, and he had confessed to in his interviews. Brothers and sisters, remember, when someone accepts Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away their sins. They are like a newborn baby. This is a new beginning for them. Give them a chance. If you think about the Sahaba, some of the crimes they had committed in the past, you would not even look at them today if they were to come around in this day and age. Some of the Sahaba had buried their own children alive. Some of them were committing shirk. Some of them had killed multiple people. And these people were reformed. They became the best of the best because they had a chance. They had hope in Islam. They had hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I don't think Andrew Tate has done any of those things, right? So those people who are pointing to his past and they're saying all sorts of negative things, stop that. Give this brother a chance. Let him come into Islam. Let him enjoy the fruits of Islam. He admires Islam. He likes Islam. It is clear from his talks and his interviews, right? Let him enjoy. Welcome him with open arms. Send him messages of love. Overwhelm him with messages of support, positivity, love, compassion, gratitude. Okay, all these things. Because this is what Islam stands for, my brothers and sisters. This is what Islam promotes. We welcome our brothers. If they want to reform, if they want to change, if they want to become good people, if they want to spend the rest of their lives in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yassiru wa la tunaffiru, bashiru." Yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Yassiru wa la tu'assiru, bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Make it easy for people, don't make it difficult, and give them glad tidings. Don't push them away, don't dispel them. So my brothers and sisters, the message to Andrew Tate is welcome to Islam, my brother. May Allah bless you. May Allah give you the strength to continue from strength to strength. You look like a strong guy physically and mentally. And it is not easy to accept Islam in this day and age when you come from that kind of background. But may Allah accept from you. May Allah give you the chance to grow and become better and better. And most importantly, start studying. Start reading the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Start reading the meaning of the Quran, brother. And I will recommend a couple of sources. Start reading from The Sealed Nectar, the book called The Sealed Nectar. That's one of the best biographies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very brief, straight to the point, and based upon authentic sources. Also, read a good translation of the Quran. Okay, choose a good one and easy to understand for you, and start reading and start building your knowledge and get good company. Most importantly, get good company. May Allah bless you. May Allah give you strength. And all the Muslims, congratulate our brother for taking this bold step. If it's true, I hope it's true, and I wish it's true. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from this brother and give him the strength. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Share this message everywhere. Message of love, positivity, and gratitude. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.